You know, I don't think there's a soul in, certainly in our area, that doesn't know Bishop T.D. Jakes. And, of course, he's a factor all over the country. Sometimes he's the pastor of the Potter's House. Sometimes he's a widely read author. Sometimes he's a television personality. Today, we are joined by Bishop T.D. Jakes as the chairman of the new nonprofit organization, the T.D. Jakes Foundation. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure, David.
You're gonna need more heads if you have any more hats to wear, I think.
I'm hiring a few, trust me.
So tell me about the foundation. It's intriguing that I gather the thrust is on education, which happily is a major thrust right now, and it's on looking at science and technology and the other important areas.
Yeah, it is not just education alone, but just business partnerships, workforce training, and community development. And that workforce training is where the educational component comes in, with an emphasis on STEM and STEAM programs. But we also want to develop the business partnerships that help to facilitate opportunities for the business community as well, to make sure that they are as user-friendly and prepared and as diverse as they could be, and as the city requires that they need to be, each of our cities.
You know, you mentioned diversity. That was an intriguing thing that jumped out at me, is that we talk about science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, and they're underrepresented in women, but drastically underrepresented in minority participation. How do you fix that?
Well, first of all, it has not been marketed to our community. I mean, they don't see it, and if you don't see it, you can't be it. So it begins with the earliest ages of exposure, right up to adults being exposed to it. I don't think that we have to write off the 30-year-old, 40-year-old person who grew up in a technology age but didn't choose that as a career option. Exposing them to how to utilize these opportunities and how to begin on entry-level positions of coding and whatnot, it can be the impetus of creating the groundswell that we need to bring about the equality that we would like to see across the workforce.
So is the thrust of the foundation marketing-oriented, or are you getting some subsidies and helping pay for the education that's needed to participate?
What we are trying to do, there are a lot of good services that already exist out there, but a lot of the people who need those services don't know that they exist. So to use our platform to help facilitate introductions and connections where needed, to create programs where needed, is the goal of the foundation. So we want to be doing a little bit of both. I'm in a unique position because I've sat on the Dallas Regional Chamber of Commerce Executive Board. I've met a lot of the great executives throughout our city, and I found that there are some executives amongst the many that are here that really do care about the underserved areas of our city, but don't know how to connect with what they care about. And so we want to be a bridge of connection between those who have resources and those who have need of resources and those who are trying to be employed and those who actually have the education to do it but don't have the opportunity to connect.
You know, you talk in terms of Dallas and of Texas, but, you know, you announced this nationally on CBS, and this is a national effort, right?
It is a national effort because we're involved in community development across the country, and we have some goals and some things that we want to model across the country. It's a national effort because I've got 10,000 leaders that are convening in Charlotte to discuss ways that we can better connect with CEOs and with elected officials and to move the ball downstream. Whatever we model, whatever model we create, we can reproduce across the country. And so for all of those reasons, it is a national initiative. It's a template and a tool that can be reduplicated elsewhere.
Can enough education and exposure to this come in something less than a four-year college, which is expensive and time-consuming? Is this something that can be squeezed into a 2-year?
Oh, it can be a two-year a course, and you can have an entry level position in that market and begin. But even if I'll go even lower than that, if you can have entry level positions for minorities to be in that atmosphere, I think that we will have gained ground, because again, exposure to those opportunities will drive people back to school. It will drive them to take an online courses, but if we're not exposed to it, we won't want to be it. And a parent that's not exposed creates a child that's not exposed. And so this is a generational perpetuation of the exactly what we don't want to see for our children and for our grandchildren. And I've started the foundation because should the time ever come that I retire or expire, the things that I cared about, I want to continue through the foundation to continue to operate and to make an impact on our country.
How are you going to score yourself? How do you know if you're successful and you've accomplished what you want to accomplish in this?
Well, right now, anything that I can do to eat away at that 20% unemployment projection number is one of the ways that I'm going to evaluate it. Any amount of people that we can help to bring up their credit scores, to get them ready for home ownership, anything that we can do along the lines of helping people to be gainfully employed in companies that have opportunities for them to grow upward in that environment, that's going to be a pretty good scorecard to quantify the impact of the foundation.
Well, the foundation has a fascinating and badly needed thrust, and we congratulate you for it. We wish you all the success. And by the way, expiring or retiring is not an option in your case.
I hope not. Neither one of them sound exciting to me.
For more of our conversation with Bishop T.D. Jakes, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.